Here we go again.
Chapman trying to maintain control. 1:34 left here inside this first period. Logan working it. Close to having it. Conrad able to get that left shoulder up, and now as he tries to reach back, Logan Chapman is going to bring him back down to the mat. Logan does have three near fall points coming, plus a takedown point. There's the Aslam on his back. There's the one count, two count. There's the pin. Logan Chapman is going to get a 48-second fall. Now Parrish is going to try to get a quick headlock and brings him down to the mat. There's the Aslam on his back. There's the count. Able to get that left shoulder down, close to having it. Parrish trying to maintain the grip, and there it is. Greg Parrish, the first match of the year, able to get a 54-second fall.
It upset Ramon when he'd lose a takedown in the practice room, and that's what you need. That's what the younger kids need to see is, you know, if you hate giving up points in the practice room like Ramon does, then you're going to be a successful wrestler out in tournaments and in matches. That's what we'll miss about Ramon is his leadership, but leading by example, working hard in the wrestling room. And you know, and the off-season stuff, Ramon also made it a priority to get to a lot of other tournaments and camps. And that, you know, that's what it takes to be, he's a three-time placer for us. And that's, that. You know, that's what it takes to go to the state tournament and win a lot of matches. So that's what we're going to miss about Ramon.
The thought trying to get his base. Ramon just rolls him over, has him standing up on his shoulders, and there's the pin. Ramon tearing a 1:32 pin over a cast off from St. Francis. And Ramon Terran remains undefeated on the year, 14-0, and has two tournament championships to his credit, one here in the Bob Smith and one 2 weeks ago at St. Francis. Rockwell has the headlock, but Grinnan has the body. Rockwell brings him down to the mat. No one getting points yet as Grinnan is in the top position. Rockwell trying to hold onto the head. Now Rockwell's going to get the takedown. He has Grinnan on his back. 13-1 is the score. Rockwell trying to maintain the headlock and put the squeeze on Grinnan. Grinnan trying to keep that back right shoulder up. Close to having the pin. He has the shoulders down. There it is. Jake Rockwell going to get a 5:27 pin over Toby Grinnan of Burlington. Nearly has the cradle locked. Now he's just trying to roll Valentin over onto his back. Valentin trying to resist as much as he can. Schultz rolls over the top of him. And again, he has Valentin on his back. And this time, Valentin is stuck. There it is, Kate Schultz with 49 seconds left in the match. We'll get a 5:11 fall over Armando Valentin.
And I'm sure you're going to ask me about Valco. I think we made a coach out of him this weekend. I looked at the brackets, and, you know, I think he probably would have placed at 38s or 45s for us up there. But just the way it goes when you get injuries like that, you can't continue. I think he had a lot of fun up there coaching, and he's a great kid. Do anything for you, and I think he'll hopefully he has a successful baseball season so he can have some fun doing sports his senior year.
Richardson went in for the shot, has the leg. Valco working from the top, able to get the cradle locked in from the top position, gets the takedown. He has the technical fall right now unless he gets the pin. Richardson trying to avoid not getting pinned. Valco has him to stop rocking, but Richardson able to come to a stomach. Three near fall points awarded to Valco, and that's going to do it. Jaden Valco is going to get an 18-0 technical fall.
Beckman now trying to work into the cradle.
Has the cradle locked. He has Allison on his back, but Allison tries to roll through. Near fall points coming for Beckman. Uses his legs to steady it. 34 seconds left. There's the pin. Oh, Beckman with 32 seconds left in the match. With a pin on the score was tied at 12.
There's the half in. He has Grinnan again on his back as Terran ran it around to the front. He is getting more near fall points coming, trying to reset and go to put the squeeze on. There's the pin. Alex Terran with 20 seconds left in the second period gets a 3:40 fall over Madison Grinnan of Burlington.
Now Tommy's a real good kid. You never have to worry about how he's going to work or if he's dedicated to the sport he's in or his grades, everything he does it hard and he does it well. You know, Tommy had a shoulder injury back at the Colby tournament and he kept tweaking that shoulder, and I think your mind wants you to do something, but sometimes your body just won't let you do what you want to do, and I think that's what really held Tommy back at the regionals in the state tournament. He's a great kid, and I think if he's healthy, I'm sure he probably would have been first or second in the regional tournament, and then that gives him a whole different draw at the state tournament, and then who knows what could have happened for him. But we'll miss Tommy for sure and his leadership on the wrestling team.
Well, it's time to wrap her in. The official does say no one's in control. Lehart's on his back. Brooks gets the reversal. Now Brooks is getting near by Brooks. He goes up 7-4 and goes to 2. Tommy Brooks the play gets a huge 10 over CJ Lehart of Yuma with 30 seconds left in the match.
Here of Ray Olivas of Yuma. Olivas goes in for the shot. Here going for the upper body. Has Olivas on his back. Does it here. Here with the front headlock in. He has near fall points coming. 143 left in the first period. Has the leg over the top. Olivas trying to bridge. Yes! Here's 42. Here's 42. Wow. And gets the pin over Manny Olivas of Yuma.
Wow.
And he goes with a throw on Koch and he has the takedown and he has Koch on his back. This
lateral
would be huge
drop
for Escamilla.
Lateral
trying to roll out of it. Escamilla putting the squeeze on. Adjust his position. There's the pin. Aaron Escamilla gets a huge pin over the third-ranked wrestler from Holyoke in Dylan Koch with 17 seconds left in the first period.
Matt probably had the worst second-place draw out of a regional that he could have coming up against the returning state runner-up from last year and the Paonia kid. And, you know, he went out and went after that kid, but they ended up in a scramble situation, and Sullivan ended up with his legs up in the air and kind of twisted in a knot there, so he got pinned there, and then he come back and won some matches. It's heartbreaking when you got kids that have worked their tails off for 4 years trying to get a medal, and things just don't work out when you get up there. And you know, we'll miss them seniors that we had this year, and hopefully the juniors that we got will step up and become good leaders this next season.
Sullivan gets his base underneath him. Orlek tries to get the half in. Sullivan just stands up at the half in. Brings Orlek back down to the back. Gets the reversal. Has near fall points coming. Sullivan trying to put the squeeze on Orlek. Has him on his back. Orlek trying to bridge. 58 seconds left in the second period. 10-8. Sullivan trails. Close to having a pin here. Has him on his back. There it is. Pat Sullivan. Able to get a 3-minute and 7-second pin over Tyler Hoyle, back in Frederick County. Ray with 155. Team Points is the champion of the 50th annual Bob Smith Ray Wrestling Tournament.
The Ray Eagles wrestling team competed at the state tournament at the Pepsi Center in Denver over the weekend and finished in 10th place as a team with 55.5 points. Individually, Ray's Ramon Tarrant at 126 pounds placed third for the second straight year at state, Alex Tarrant at 132 pounds placed sixth, and Jonas Kerr at 195 pounds placed fifth.